let's get into it. This is Breakfast with Refilwe.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
We kick off our conversations this morning with Happy Kambule. Happy Kambule is the Climate and Energy Campaign Manager for Greenpeace Africa, talking about child labor and climate change and how they link together. Good morning, Happy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to all your listeners.
Indeed. Okay, so the fifth global conference on elimination of child labor is happening this particular week. What will be tackled? And I mean, if you'll forgive me, I'm not quite sure what there is to discuss. It's very clear. In my mind, it's just don't do it. What else is there to say?
Yeah. It is clear, and everybody's on the same page that this should not be happening. But the problem is that there are increasing instances of child labor, in particularly global South countries, and also we are starting to see more interconnected reasons and conditions in which child labor is actually increasing. And those here obviously stem from access to education, the prevalence of conflict, and obviously with an increase of disasters such as climate extreme weather events.
And out of interest, I mean, because unfortunately our perverse world shifts quite quickly, are things like sex trafficking involved in these discussions that you guys have?
Yes, that's one of the dimensions of forced child labor. Obviously, sex trafficking is one version, and then there's also the kinds that are tied to economic pressures as a result of areas in distress. So there's various formulations, but at the end of it all, it's that there shouldn't be a situation where children are forced into labor, and if they are in a condition where they need to be working, the necessary terms as well as the necessary environment needs to be there to ensure that it is decent work and it is work that is applicable for a child in that particular age group.
What kind of work would you describe as applicable?
I mean, like for example, there are things that are tied to hobbies, things that are tied to survival. For example, in some areas, you might need a child who is a child-headed home where you'd have to undertake some form of economic activity, whether that's in the service industry, most likely, but not in areas where it is hard, heavy labor. So it has to be quite a very specific niche kind of environment, which has the necessary protections, of course.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because last week a colleague of mine here on radio and I were talking about how early is too early to introduce a child to, say, gymnastics, tennis, golf. Tiger Woods started at 5. Serena Williams started at 12. Nadia Comaneci, I think, started at 6. The excitement of parents to ensure that a person necessarily gets out there and as talented as possible, because we couch child labor as something that is run by a huge industry on the one hand, but actually there's something that parents are running in terms of trying to get a swimmer, a gymnast, a tennis player, a golfer out there. How do you perceive that from the perspective of child labor?
Yeah, I think in that situation it becomes a little bit more nuanced on the basis that it's really at the level of either it is exploitation of the child, or if the child in themselves actually like the activity that they're undergoing, or they're receiving some form of benefit outside of the economic or financial benefit. So if it's like a hobby, as I said, if it's an extramural activity that has turned into a career, that's a different step altogether, because there are necessary boundaries in that particular profession, in that particular activity that would allow to make that to render that more decent than someone who is forced, let's say, in the middle of a conflict zone to have to work in a mine or to work on agricultural lands just so that they can survive. But even on top of that, aren't remunerated and aren't protected from the hazardous conditions that they would be facing. So in situations that you've given, it's really a very thin line between exploitation and pushing the child a lot more. But also it's about the well-being of the child, whether or not they themselves view the this as something that they want to do, and they are receiving more than just the financial and economic benefit.
Happy Kambula, thank you so much for your perspective. Moderator of the 5th Global Conference on Elimination of Child Labour, I am torn and I would like your perspective. Parents, children, please help me on this one. From what I'm hearing from Happy, he's saying if it doesn't inconvenience you, if you enjoy it, then it's fine. What if I'm sex trafficked and it doesn't hurt me so much? What if I enjoy it and I'm 12 years old? What if he's saying that if you're famous, then it's okay? If your parents say it's okay, then it's okay. I'm curious because this is a discussion that comes up regularly. And I'm not saying it's all the way child labor, like children who are chimney sweeps in 1910 England. But I would be curious to understand what it is that you think is, where do we draw the line when it comes to child labor? 0272-567-1567.